From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
And Jazz, you must be exhausted.
In a good way. While you were on the road, I was all through last weekend in New York City at the annual Latin Alternative Music Conference, meeting with artists and seeing live shows for some of today's hottest artists.
And you're just going to rub that in my face, aren't you?
Let's just say I'm going to share some of the amazing music I've been hearing here in the Big Apple.
Let's get going. I can't wait.
Felix, we're going to take a juicy bite out of that Big Apple. This is Alt Latino.
Fuerza pa'l Latino, y que se escuche en Japón, y si no entiende lo que digo, de panita se la rebobino. Onivo, déjale esa tina, pero guille con el ney, pa' que sepan de dónde fue que provino el sabor. Na, 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 señor, pa' que entienda y pa' que sepa que al latino se respeta. Pregúntale a los peloteros en el ranking de los gringos, los latinos no somos primeros.
Llegamos, prendemos el ambiente con flow tropical y caliente. Este color en Gringolandia y en Europa hace que las nenas se quiten la ropa. Así lo tenemos de sopa. Es que los latinos somos finos, hacemos chocolate, ron y vino. Con este estilo lo combino, José. Y que empiece el que comer es cumbé. Y si no, dímelo ahí, apa. ¿Y cómo es? ¡Dímelo!
Swing. Llegó el sabor que se pegó.
Okay, Jazz, what's really different about this week's show is that I haven't heard a lot of the music this week. And what I'm going to try to do is figure out what country they're from and then ask you about them. And I'm already failing because I have no idea where this band is from.
Well, this is Cuarto Poder from Venezuela. And something that I really enjoyed about this year's Latin Alternative Music Conference is that there was a really amazing representation of every country in Latin America and of Latinos in the U.S. You had bands from Peru, Uruguay, Argentina, Brazil. I mean, everything was there. I will say this, though. Venezuela was in the house. Just if there was one country that just shined, it was Venezuela.
We've been hearing a strong presence from Colombia. So do you think it's shifting?
No, I don't think so. I just think, you know, that every Latin country makes amazing music. And I just think it's a shift in spotlight for a bit. And there was also a Chilean presence, and there was an Argentine presence. And I was really pleased to see a Uruguayan presence. And this band in particular has a style called criollo rap, or I guess you would translate that as Creole rap. And it mixes street lyrics with folk verses and traditional music. I mean, and you heard a little bit of that traditional music mixed in there. And they're very clever. And I got to say, on stage, they killed it. And I really like to see rap and hip hop live, as opposed to, I think a lot of people who don't know a lot about rap and hip hop, they really like to just listen to it well produced on a CD. I like to see it live. And live, these dudes killed it. They brought the house down.
What's interesting to me is, like, even the hip-hop music intro, even the hip-hop beat is in clave, the 3-2 Afro-Cuban clave that's used in throughout Latin America. So I can hear and feel how they're mixing contemporary music with traditional music. It's pretty good.
That's awesome. Felix, now let's move on to something totally different.
Nicaragua, en el 82, una patria herida y yo viendo el televisor. Estudiaba las leyes, cariño, todo me conviene. En mi burbuja social era un dios. Ahora marcho sin rumbo, cariño, el corazón me lo guarda el rosario que me diste en el adiós. Ahora marcho sin rumbo, cariño, cantando canciones de es falsa revolución.
Felix, where are we?
I want to say New York City, LA.
Dude, we're still in Caracas, Venezuela.
That's amazing.
We're still in Venezuela. I'm telling you, Venezuela was in the house at the Latin Alternative Music Conference. This is La Vida Bohème. They're kind of a rock, a band that gets a lot of inspiration from the 80s and from punk music. And this is a band that I got their CD a while ago. I wasn't like crazy about it. I thought it was good. And then I saw them live, and they just blew me away. I mean,
that's awesome.
I mean, but has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That you get the CD, and you're like, oh, this is good. And then you see a band live, and it's just a whole different ballgame.
It talks to the idea of just what music is about. And no matter what language you're singing in or what style, if you make that personal connection with the audience, you know, you can blow the roof off the place.
A long time since I've seen a band play this well live. They're all dressed in white and they look like Jackson Pollock paintings. They're splattered in all types of colors. At one point, they're like playing the bass and the guitar and they just put their foreheads together and it's like they're doing this crazy like lovemaking, musical lovemaking on stage. It's absolutely amazing. They just rock out. Political band. Their lyrics are very deep and well written, really. And I actually had a chance to talk to the guys later. They're just very thoughtful, cool dudes. This particular song, which they played at the festival, is called Nicaragua. And what it talks about is the disenchantment with the 80s revolutionary movements that permeated Latin America. And I think it's really interesting that they're talking about that because that's definitely a conversation I've been having with a lot of Latin Americans about this generation and like a disenchantment or disaffectation with, you know, a revolutionary or protest spirit that used to be very present in Latin American culture. I just think they hit it on the nail.
To me, it's heartening to hear them address some of those things in their music.
They're doing something very different. I think their finger is on the pulse of what's happening now. Very good stuff.
Rock on. Rock on. What's next?
Felix, I saw some new bands, but one of the things that I loved about this conference is that I also got to see artists that we already have been discovering in the last couple of months who, again, were amazing performers. And this next artist is an example. Let's see if you can remember this.
Yeah.
the silent people shaking the ground. Sing the faith, sing the truth, burning fire in the belly of you. Sing the progress and some missteps while we're making our way. Some days it's so hard to escape the dark cloud of an over our head. I'm not gonna let them change my view. I said I'm not.
Okay, that's one of our favorite voices, Gabby Moreno. I recognize that one.
Who couldn't recognize her? This is, like you said, Guatemalan singer Gabby Moreno. And she has this, I mean, I would almost describe it as like Louis Armstrong trapped in the tiny body of this, this singer.
She is very small with a very big voice.
She's very small, and then she opens her mouth, and you're like, what is going on? Are you possessed or something? She played at this club called SOBs, and I have to say, you know, this was a small venue, and people were kind of talking over the artist. She gets up, and she's this tiny girl, and she's like, hey, you guys really need to be quiet. And
good for her.
Yeah, she's very feisty, and of course, nobody was quiet. And then she starts singing, and everyone just went quiet. Oh my God, she's amazing. People went crazy for her. She's gonna blow up.
SOBs is a nice small room. It's got a very good feel to it. There's a lot of history there of Latin music of all types. And I can just imagine, because the bar's right in the back, and you know, they're concentrating on drinking, and then all of a sudden something like this happens. It's awesome. Good for her. I'm happy for her. I think we do want to remind the listeners that Gabby Moreno dropped by the NPR studios recently. She performed a Tiny Desk concert. We'll have that up pretty soon, so watch out for that. Jazz, what's next?
Next up, we have a band with a very misleading name. Their name is No Te Va a Gustar, or You're Not Gonna Like This, but I think you will.
Thank you. estábamos los dos mirando el mar. Cuando la tarde moría, como moría lo nuestro, juro que no lo sabía. Miré para mi derecha, vi que desaparecías. Grité con todas mis fuerzas y noté que no me oías. Me quedé toda la noche en la arena. Intenté que algo valiera la pena. No puedo conseguir cambiar ni corregir lo que me corre.
What does this sound like to you?
You know, I don't know why they named their band No Te Va a Gustar, because
it's really likable.
Yeah, it is very likable. I have no idea where they're from. I just can't tell because it's just part of a overall sound that just I like.
Well, I was really excited to see some Rio Platense rock represented. This band is from Uruguay, and they definitely have that River Plate sound that, you know, a lot of Argentine and Uruguayan bands have. That's like a very ska rock, but there's also a lot of trumpets and sax, and also like a nice mix of candombe in there, like some really great percussion. You would have loved it, Felix. Something that I thought was hilarious about this band is they were also at SOBs, and you know, you would have like maybe one or two or three groups of three come on the stage and do a little you know, solo or some guitar work. And all of a sudden, 16 Uruguayan guys get on the stage. And they all have like these trombones and these big drums and these giant guitars. At one moment, I was like, this stage is going to collapse. And that really reminded me a lot of Los Auténticos Decadentes, who is like 20 guys in ridiculous outfits jumping around the stage.
At these showcases, there are so many bands, they have just a short amount of time to make an impact, to make you remember them, because they've traveled a long way, so you get the best. They leave everything on the stage, there's nothing left, and it's amazing that they could turn it on so quickly and deliver, and then walk out and just leave you there like, wow, what was that? That was awesome. This is the 12th year for the Latin Alternative Music Conference. I've been to a few before we started doing the show. I used to play with the woman in Miami, Lily Blanco, who went to the very first one, and she came back so excited just to see other people who were thinking like that. How would you describe the health, the status of the Latin alternative scene? Because it sounds like it's growing. There's a lot more mainstream press and media attention. Is it robust? Are you excited? What's going on?
It was really exciting in that you had not only Latin audiences there, you had a lot of non-Latino audiences over there as well. And it just felt like the amount of bands and the variety and all types of genres, it just really felt like, wow, Latin alternative music is growing and it's getting better and better. And I'm just super excited.
But at the same time, you know, there's not a lot of play on commercial radio. Spanish language radio does not play Latin alternative with, I don't know, any exceptions. It's usually, if anything, it's a public radio station in LA or even here in Chicago. And the industry, a lot of the major record labels are not paying attention. They'll have a few bands. So I think what I've take heart in is like the independent nature of Latin alternative. It's like, we're going to struggle, we're going to make this music despite not having the corporate infrastructure to do it, and we're going to put the music out there, and we're going to do it listener by listener, song by song, note by note, that to me is what's exciting about it.
I will counter that, though. I do think the industry is paying more attention to the Latin alternative scene. I mean, I think it's just now like peaking. Next up, so Felix, I'll be honest with you. I was really excited about meeting new artists and about seeing some acts that we've always loved at Alt Latino. But there was one artist that I was just dying to meet in person. And I bet you know who it is, but just listen to the song first.
I'm so envious that you got to hang out with Rita Indiana.
I was actually nervous. I don't get nervous about meeting people, but I was nervous. I was like pacing and drinking water. and she turned out to be super cool. I got to interview her, and she was incredibly humble, and she's not that much taller than I am. Which I thought she was going to tower over me because she's so tall in every picture.
And maybe it's just because we've been so impressed with the music that she's done. Like even this track here, she's known for her what we call merengue on steroids. Just a really high-powered merengue style. And then to hear her take on the Eurythmics in a slow reggae at the beginning and then break into that groovy, funky merengue, my face is going to hurt from the grinning because a nice approach, something unexpected, a sure sign of a very, very creative artist.
And I love that she translated everybody's looking for something. Instead of saying todo el mundo está buscando algo, todo el mundo está buscando mambo, which is yeah, wonderful. Right. Everybody's looking for mambo.
Awesome.
Love her for her music. She's just a fantastic writer. She's somebody who seems to genuinely not be entirely comfortable with her new status as a pop figure. She's not that comfortable, it seems, with being recognized everywhere. She mentioned that's why she no longer lives in the Dominican Republic. You know, what she said is, I like to write and sing about people. How can I do that if I can't even go to the grocery store without somebody, you know, yelling at me? People went crazy for Rita. We talked a lot about her being openly lesbian and playing a lot with gender. I asked her, you know, in some of your videos, a lot of viewers might look and wonder if you are a man or a woman because you play a lot with gender and with dress styles. And it was amazing to see at the same time that person who plays a lot with gender ambiguity on Central Park, on Summer Stage, and everybody going, like, raising their hands up and challenging conventional notions that Latinos are homophobic or all that stuff. She's amazing. I love her.
And she's making quite a big splash, obviously, among the people who are listening to the music and expect something different from her, but also in the mainstream press as well. So it's going to be interesting to watch what we know as Rita Indiana and just how she insulates herself from all the things that we expect from her and to maintain her artistic vision. I'm totally confident she can do it. I'm looking forward to anything that she puts out.
Felix, I want to give you one last track for the road. I'm a little nervous about sharing this with you. So just, you know, give it a chance.
I need some music to get me from Chicago to Washington, D.C. back home. So lay it on me. Let's go.
Cantar como canta el jilguero que levanta el sol. Mi misión es cantar como canta el riachuelo, siempre sin parar. Es cantar como canta el coquí que despierta la luna y las estrellas, y cantaré, cantaré, cantaré.
I could totally use this in my early morning drive.
Do you love it?
Yes, because it's so different. I like her voice. I like what she's singing about.
So during LAMC, I was all over the place. I don't even know how I did it. And at one point, I'm on like my fourth subway transfer, and I'm at the station, and I start hearing this music. And this is this Puerto Rican woman who sings in the subway station. And she just has her piano. She's a trained opera singer. But for a variety of reasons, she's now singing in the subway station. Her name is Rosa Teresa Castro Vargas. And she was just mesmerizing. Her music, it just really touched me, and especially because she was singing this very song, which is about my mission is to sing. This is what I do. And no matter what, I'm going to keep singing.
Your music from the street, man, it's got a special feel. I'm totally into it. Nice call. Way to end the show.
You can listen to these songs in their entirety at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Special thanks to our producers, Mike Katziff, Jessica Goldstein, and the wonderful intern, Anne Hoffman. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This has been
Alt. Has been Alt Latino.
No, I said it first. This has been Alt Latino. Why do you always have to get the last word?
This has been Alt Latino.
Alt Latino.
Alt Latino.
This, esto es Alt Latino.
Alt Latino.
Alt Latino, this is.